Welcome to Fresh Perspective, a podcast presented by Recycling Today. Featuring young professionals in the recycling industry, Fresh Perspective offers insights from the next generation of industry leaders. Guests tell what led them into the recycling industry, discuss emerging technology, and share their perspectives on ever-evolving industry trends. Fresh Perspective is beginning an ongoing dialogue with the future executives of the recycling industry. Hello and welcome to Fresh Perspective. My name is Tess Kasdan with the Recycling Today Media Group, and joining me on the podcast, we have Whitney Bullion of Metalax. How are you, Whitney?
I'm doing well. What about yourself, Tess?
I'm good, thank you. I want to start off by asking you if you could give a brief description of your current position at Metalax.
Yeah, absolutely. So I am a non-ferrous trader with Metalax. We're located in Indiana. So essentially what that means for me is that I deal a lot with aluminum, mostly, you know, rims, sheets, extrusions, wire. But we are a processor of aluminum products. And so I really deal on the buying side of that.
So what does a typical day in your life as a non-ferrous trader look like?
Oh, every day is a little bit different. I mean, it depends on if you're being offered material, kind of looking at that and seeing what's out there, but then also, you know, looking at the markets, seeing kind of where things are going, if we're up or down, and then figuring out pricing for the day and then letting your suppliers know what that pricing is and just, you know, negotiating from that point on, whether it's mixed loads, straight loads, just figuring out if we can bring in material and how we can best help our suppliers and then still keep the material flow going.
Do you like the variety? Like, you know, your day in day is a little bit different.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think the different problems on a day-to-day basis, even though they can be headaches and in the moment can be like, oh, my goodness, like I'm having to deal with this or issues with, you know, stuff coming in on loads or just having to look at things or even just little issues with the system or miscommunications with material types between the suppliers and everything. It's one of those things. It keeps you on your toes, but it also means that it keeps me sharp and it keeps me constantly learning. And I think that's one thing that I've found since getting into the recycling industry is that things are always changing. And so it's cool. It's one of those that, you know, things are constantly changing, but you're watching it happen in front of your eyes. You know, there's certain days you come in and you're being offered up material that I've never seen before or ever heard of before. And so, you know, having to do research on that material and figure out, okay, what is this alloy used for? Can we use this? Can we not use this? Where would a good home for this be? And yeah, I mean, it's just all about being teachable and adaptable.
For sure. So then I wanted to ask you what your background is in. What did your journey mm-hmm. into the industry look like, and what were you doing before you entered the recycling industry?
Unconventional, to say the least, I would say. You know, I feel like a lot of people in the recycling industry, either they were born into it and have grown up around it their entire life, or kind of have a similar, like, came from some random industry that has a loose tie or knew somebody who got them a connection in the recycling industry. And that's kind of how they ended up here. For me, it's my background's in commodities. So I went to school for agricultural economics and actually worked in grain trade directly out of college. Loved it, was kind of got stuck in some really rural areas. And that was one of the things that, you know, as you get older and figure out priorities in life, and my family was in a certain area, as were friends, and I wanted to get back to that area. And so from grain trade, I transitioned to lumber trade to work for a large co-op here in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And so did that for about a year. But while I was doing that, I was recruited by a local metals company. And it was one of those things that, you know, it just seemed like one commodity to the next, and was looking for a little bit more of an exciting industry when it came to the commodities, because some of them can be a little bit boring and slow, to say the least. And so, you know, saw that opportunity and kind of bid at it. And here I am.
Yeah. So when was that?
Yeah, no. So I've been with Metalax less than a year now, actually. I joined the team beginning of July of 2024. So very, very, very new to the metals industry, recycling industry, all of it.
So what would you say has helped in your transition to the recycling industry from your already existing background in commodities? How has that transferred over and kind of helped you, even though I know they're different and the recycling industry definitely, there's a lot to learn and it can be hard, but.
I think having some background in commodities gives you kind of a baseline of how that world works. Now, obviously, recycled materials and recycled commodities are much different than, you know, your board traded commodity single spec. So it is a little different, but I think it made it more of a skip than a full jump than you know, if I didn't have that background in commodities. So I think that has actually made it a little bit easier, just kind of the thought process, as well as the people side of things. You know, thankfully in my prior roles, it was a buying position as well. And so, you know, when you're buying in a material from somebody, then it's just a different material, looks a little bit different, and finding it's a little bit different, negotiations are a little different, but at the very ground level, I would say, you know, the thinking, the thought process, and the approach are very, very similar.
So then given that transition, or as you said, it was not necessarily the most typical entrance into the industry, what would you say are some of the challenges that you've faced in your career so far, and how have you overcome those, or what lessons have you learned from those?
The acronyms, joking, kind of, but no, seriously, I think the recycling industry, and then specifically the metals, the acronyms, the lingo, the nomenclature, and then just the nonconformity on all of that across the board, using different terms for different materials, or using the same term for different materials, or a material having 50 different names for it. You know, it's one of those things, trying to navigate that and figure that out. And then just getting a little bit more familiar with the alloys on my side of things. Those are huge. And those are a big part of our buying process and our selling process and how we utilize those materials. So I think that, and understanding the science side a little bit, has been a learning curve as well.
Yeah, I can imagine. I know for me, learning the nomenclature and the, like you said, the acronyms and what everything means has been a journey in and of itself.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And well, and people will throw out acronyms here and there, and it's like, okay, I know this acronym from 15 different things. What are we talking about here? So it really is. It's just asking for a lot of clarification on a day-to-day basis, to be honest.
Yeah, asking for clarification and Googling and So then I wanted to ask you, given the challenge of having to learn a new industry, new commodities, what have you done to kind of help that transition for yourself? What have you been involved in to help make connections or network in this first year?
Yeah. So getting into the industry, I mean, I knew very little about the recycled materials industry, very few connections. And it's one of those that very quickly realized that it's a very large industry, but it's also very, very small and very well connected. And so right from the get-go, I mean, I wanted to start building those connections and finding allies in the industry. And so Rima has been really, really great. And so decided right out the gate to get involved with the mentorship program. And so was very blessed, got hooked up with an incredible mentor for this past year. So she's just been really, really good at, you know, answering questions as I have them, giving me guidance along the way, just a wealth of knowledge, a wealth of wisdom, and especially coming from another woman in the metals industry. I mean, that's huge. So she's been awesome in helping me navigate that, as well as, you know, have some really great people on our team here at MetalX who have also been able to help me kind of get acclimated. And it's been a slow process, but, you know, it's a day by day just trying to figure out the industry. And, you know, they've been great with answering questions and giving advice and just giving me guidance along the way to help me grow and to learn. And slowly but surely, you know, ingraining myself into the industry.
Sure. Even though you said it's slow, I can imagine having a mentor and then having, you know, other people to turn to in your company has helped.
100%. 100%.
So then I know that it hasn't quite been a year, but what would you say you're most proud of that you've accomplished in this time frame so far?
Yeah. I would say probably, I mean, just that satisfaction when you get a new account and someone who isn't necessarily super familiar with the recycling industry, you know, they have a material that they want to offer up. They know you're a home for it. And then helping them grow and learn along the way. You know, I've got one or two guys that I can think of specifically that, you know, it's just a joy to work with them on a day-to-day basis, because as I'm growing and learning, they're also growing and learning. And that's the really cool part, I think, of everyone's just trying to figure out, you know, how to make a living off of it. And we're, you know, sharing information, and it's cool that they're transparent and that they're just willing to work with me and I'm willing to work with them, and, you know, meet in the middle and figure out things as we go. And, you know, it's far from perfect, obviously, but I think that's been the really cool part, is, you know, being able to take kind of an account from the ground level and helping and watch them grow. And, you know, hopefully, you know, a couple of years down the road can watch them, just flourish and be like, man, I remember when they were just, you know, one yard, and that was crazy. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. I can imagine that's very rewarding.
Yeah.
So then, do you have any upcoming news or anything you want to kind of plug right now?
No, not that I can really think of. I mean, just continuing to grow my personal supplier network, and you know, hungry to buy in metal and aluminum and navigate these crazy markets that we are currently dealing with. So
that kind of leads me to my next question. What would you identify as being some of the issues impacting the recycling industry, specifically maybe in non-ferrous metals or metals in general?
First off, obviously the tariffs. I think that's kind of upheaved the market a little bit, not a little bit, a lot of it. And just trying to figure out, you know, what that looks like for domestic consumers and suppliers, and then obviously foreign consumers and suppliers as well. And just figuring out where we fit in the industry and kind of what our share of the pie is, and continuing to kind of want to grow our market share, but also, you know, navigating, there's so many people looking to get involved and so many people looking to expand, and really figuring out what that looks like for us.
Have the tariffs impacted your day-to-day yet, or is it something that you're kind of just keeping an eye out for and expecting changes in the future?
Yeah, I mean, they've impacted the markets for sure. We've seen the ups and the downs with that, but then also our flow of material, you know, bringing in material from Canada or Mexico, but then also end products sending it out. So it's just paying close mind to it and just figuring out how we're going to be adaptable in those situations and what it looks like kind of once things settle. I think that's the really hard part right now, is that there's a lot of talk and a lot of changing of what is going to actually happen, what is happening. There's just a lot of unknowns. And so trying to stay prepared for all of the potential outcomes of those unknowns is the hard part, and just patience. I think patience is one of the big things.
So then, given these challenges, are there any new technologies that you have seen in your work that you're hoping the industry will start embracing more?
Yeah, that's a tough one. You know, hoping to see maybe a little bit more of that at convention this next week. You know, don't get to deal a lot with that on my day-to-day basis. To be honest, but I know information sharing, just that's a huge one in the past couple of years. And I'm watching that on the day-to-day basis of just, you know, being able to talk to a lot of people across the country, across the globe. But I would say probably like material recognition with AI and using AI for good. I think there's a lot of potentials that the recycling, especially when it comes to grading and identifying materials and speeding up, you know, settlement processes and stuff. I think there's some potential on that front as well.
So then I wanted to ask you, given your experience working in other commodities, did you see the like same or similar volatility in the previous markets that you worked in?
Yeah, I would say yes and no in different aspects. I mean, there's different market influencers. Obviously, trade with any type of commodity is a huge influencer. You know, the power of currency and exchange rates, and I would say before, one of the biggest influencers that I'm so glad not to be dealing with anymore is in agriculture is weather. That's one unpredictable thing that was just kind of a pain to have to navigate. So and even with shipping, with that, with barges and stuff. So now kind of taking that factor out a little bit more, I would say there is a little less volatility in some aspects. But I think there's a lot more potential for creative thinking when it comes to, you know, the scrap industry and figuring out homes and uses for the materials. Whereas before, it was pretty straightforward as to kind of what the uses of that commodity were going to be, what the end home was going to be. Whereas now there's a million different options. And I think that's the cool and exciting part and kind of keeps things a little spicy.
That is exciting.
Yeah.
Seeing all the different uses for recycled material and where it can go for sure. So then you already kind of mentioned this in an earlier answer, but I just wanted to ask, what are your goals for the next 5 years?
I would just love to continue to grow my knowledge on the metals as a whole. I'm very interested in the science side of things and kind of like we touched on, you know, the supply chain and finding new homes and getting creative with that. That excites me a lot. And so I think just growing my knowledge, to be honest, and just staying hungry with that. And then just helping, you know, my company grow, and navigate the changes in the market. And every day is new. It's kind of hard to see 5 years down the road when everything changes on a day-to-day basis. So ask me again in a year and I might have a better,
we'll circle
might back. Have a better idea for you.
No worries. So then last question for you. How do you think the recycling industry could work to recruit young professionals?
That's a great question. I mean, it's one of those that I just kind of stumbled upon the industry via LinkedIn and was open to it because of my commodities background. So I think it's more about the framing of the industry, and it's not glamorous. I mean, there's a lot of industries that are not glamorous, I would say, but I think it can give a lot of opportunity to young folks and just letting them know that the industry is out there. I think that's one of the biggest things is like, it's kind of a forgotten industry until you're around it, until you're faced with it and you're like, oh yeah, that is actually really, really, really important. And so I would say just getting out there, letting people know like, hey, like, yes, we are important, but there are, you know, laying out the different job functions in the industry, letting people know like what that could look like, can look like. Recruiting, you know, it's just like any other industry. I think it's just more about framing the perception of bringing people in and then providing the training, and getting them acclimated to the industry. And I think training programs are a big thing, would be a big, big, big thing. Yeah.
For sure. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about that I may have missed?
I think we have a lot here. No, not that I can really think of. You know, it's just one of those things, like I'm so new to the industry still, I feel like. Just a baby metal trader here. But it is. It's so exciting. I mean, it's less than a year into it and just can kind of see the horizon, and all the opportunities out there, and just remembering that it's important to stay hungry and stay with your, what did I say, your eyes open, your ears open, your mouth shut. So
for sure, absorbing everything. And
yes,
All right. Well, thank you so much for being on the show.
Yeah,
I really
absolutely.
Appreciate it, Whitney. Yeah. And thank you for listening.